The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
He's one of the greatest soccer players of all time, with nearly 300 million fans on Instagram alone. So when Cristiano Ronaldo fronted the media at a Euro 2020 press conference overnight and moved two bottles of Coke that had been placed in front of him, telling people to drink water instead, shares in Coca-Cola tumbled to the tune of $5 billion. Joining me now to unpack all of this is marketing guru Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus. G'day, Barry. Welcome back to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good morning, Ben.
And so just how important is branding?
Branding is very important because the hardest thing in marketing at the moment is to get onto the shopping list. And so share of mind equals share of market. When 68% of people go online to look at what they're going to buy, if you can determine and influence them to seek out a brand like Coca-Cola rather than a cola drink, you've got inextricable, competitive, sustainable advantage.
And to take a $5 billion stock hit is just incredible. How powerful is celebrity endorsement and social media in overall sales these days?
Well, it's very important and the brands recognise it. At the moment, cola drinks are actually declining. Ironically enough, notwithstanding the fact that Ronaldo is saying, hey, drink water, the fastest growing component of sales of Coca-Cola Amatil in Australia is their sale of Franklin or Mount Franklin water. So they've already recognised there is a trend to water. This is actually accelerating and exacerbating a real problem. And they've got to start to say it is a very important thing because brand is far more important than price.
Yeah, right. So Coke owns Mount Franklin water here in Australia. No doubt they've probably got other water brands, bottled water brands in other markets as well. So they could be looking at this as not necessarily doom and gloom. There could be a benefit for them.
Well, I think they're recognising that this is really about branding and they're going to have to go back and start to renegotiate the contracts with Ronaldo. Think about Roger Federer. This year he will earn something close to $100 million in revenue. 95 million of that plus will be by endorsement. So it's not about how much money he wins on the tennis court, it's what is his endorsement from sponsors. And so Coca-Cola will be a sort of organisation that will be saying, if we're going to be out on the shelves and there's 35,000 products available and exposed to consumers, we want them, when they're walking on those aisles, to stop, to look, to recognise, to respond, and to prefer that sort of brand. And so all within 2 seconds, the brand recognition determines what people are going to buy today and into the future.
And do you think, as far as these partnerships go with athletes, do you think they're becoming more aware of the brands that they align themselves with? So potentially a sugary drink is maybe not something that'll be at the top of their list?
Oh, there's no question about that. You've got active investors and superannuation funds, and it's exactly the same sort of thing with sports people who are determining what they will and will not buy and invest and be associated with because it's their own brand. When they will retire, and Roger Federer, approaching 40 years of age, he will, in 10 years' time, be earning more than $50 million a year on endorsement, notwithstanding the fact that he won't even be entering the arena to play a competitive game of tennis.
Yeah, and I guess once you damage your own brand, it's pretty hard to repair that damage. And does that go to show how important brand is when it comes to Perth? The Lord Mayor is looking for brand Perth right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that it goes beyond Perth. I think it's Western Australia. Western Australia has a reputation rather than a brand. In the eastern states, we are seen to be an organisation or a city or community that closes at four. You can't find a coffee lounge available. And when you do find a coffee lounge, we've got a reputation, inverted commas, of the $6 cup of coffee and cappuccino when it's $3 in Melbourne and $3.50 in Adelaide. So we've got to say there is a situation. Brands are the enunciation and pronouncement of what our values are. And I think it's not going to be about the history of, well, hold on, there's some buildings, because June 1829 is very shallow and insipid when you're talking to Egyptians with their pyramids or particularly the Chinese with their history of the Middle situation or any of the other old situations with the Italian community who've got Rome and the city of antiquity. brands are fundamentally important. So I think we've got to go back and say, what is the essence or the personality of the brand? And personality, Perth, it comes back to people. And it's people-friendly. It's going to be, well, hold on, we are in Western Australia, part of Australia, which has the most cosmopolitan society in the world. We have more languages spoken than America. We have more ethnic groups represented in our population than even Israel. If we focus on people, because Basil, you know, said himself at a recent opening of a business, people attract people. And I think that's a sanitary message. It's not about buildings or businesses. As people attract people and they attract more people, that indeed is what attracts businesses, and we win across the board.
So we might need to rename Optus Stadium by the sounds of it to $3 latte.
Well, I think that the important thing is Colin Barnett, as a Liberal Premier, said, no, let's not sell cheaply the branding rights of Perth Stadium, because every Saturday afternoon during the football season, Sunday and Friday night, we're going beaming into the Eastern State, and we're setting a set of expectations and recognition and getting onto the shopping list of people over there. And indeed, because of the worldwide nature of communications today, we're actually getting onto the profile and the landscape of what people are spending their money on. And we need that day in, day out at the moment, Ben.
And one thing that, when it comes to branding, that everybody's talking about at the moment is COVID vaccines. And normally when it comes to a lot of medications, it's not really a branded market, but this definitely is. We talk about Pfizer, we talk about AstraZeneca, and at the moment AstraZeneca seems to have a bit of an issue with public perception. Is that a branding crisis that can be solved?
It will be, but when you've got a branding issue, you're not going to resolve it in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 months, or what. It's an 18-month cycle, and so what you've got is the rush to get virus and vaccines into the arms of a lot of people, but you've got a lot of resistance for people under 50 years of age in Western Australia listening to Perth Live right now saying, hold on, I want the vaccination, but I don't want that brand. And brand resistance is a huge problem, because there's the apprehension of, can I trust it? So it comes back to trust, integrity and transparency. And when there's a question mark over your brand, you've got a problem, because people aren't going to be inclined to support, recognise and consume that brand, the product, service and application.
Yeah, I think we need Cristiano Ronaldo to roll up his sleeve and get the AstraZeneca. Managing Director at Marketing Focus, Barry Urquhart, thanks for helping us unpack what's really going on, not just for Coca-Cola, but for our very own city from a branding point of view. Thanks for being on The West Live.
Ben, thank you for the opportunity.